This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. One of the events that put Utah on the map could be leaving Utah for good. Sundance Film Festival exploring whether to move out of state after 40 years.
The Sundance Institute's contract with Park City is up for renewal, and they've just announced that they have put out a request for proposal from other cities who are interested in hosting. This news came as a shock to many organizations that are involved in the Sundance Film Festival, but director of the Utah Film Commission, Virginia Pierce, doesn't think it's going anywhere.
We and Sundance are embedded.
Park City will have to go through the proposal process in order to continue hosting the festival.
We are optimistic that the outcome of this process will be that the festival remains in Utah.
A decision won't be announced until the end of the year. In the meantime, the 2025 and 2026 festivals will still be in Park City. No possible changes will come until 2027. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
You know who this is?
I say right foot creep, oh, walking with that heater. Look around, stay low, make sure they don't see you. Catch them bad, walk down, face them.
That's a popular hip-hop artist with 17 million streams last month. His name is Youngboy. And same old story, he's been booked into the Cache County Jail on drug, forgery, and identity fraud charges. Born as Kentrell Galden, he's been under house arrest at his mansion in Mill Creek since 2021 on federal gun charges. In this latest incident, the FBI, Homeland Security, the Secret Service, and the Layton Police SWAT were all involved in executing the search warrant that led to his arrest. Despite the best effort of officials, only a fraction of sexual assault victims report what happened to police. At the state capitol, KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera asked experts about these disappointing statistics.
That stat from the DA's office says out of 100 Utah women, an average of 88 of them won't report the assault. The Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault gave awards at the Capitol earlier today, one being Erin Anderson, a caseworker with CAPSA, who I asked what comes to mind when I gave her that statistic.
I think a lot of it has to do with fears, and that's various types of fears. Sometimes that's fear of the criminal justice system and not understanding how it works, or maybe you do understand how it works, and that's what's scary.
Anderson said now more than ever, there are resources in every region of Utah. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
We might never get any answers about the deaths of a husband and wife in their 80s. Dwayne and Sally Frankham were found badly decomposed in their American Fork home at the beginning of the year. At the time, police said it was suspicious. But now the Utah medical examiner says there are no signs of trauma. The cause of death has been ruled undetermined, and police are closing the case, which will remain a mystery. The Homeland Security Secretary's impeachment trial has come to a quick close. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Senate quickly moving to dismiss the impeachment articles against Alejandro Mayorkas, but not without objection from Republicans like Eric Schmidt.
I will not assist Senator Schumer in setting our Constitution ablaze and bulldozing 200 years of precedent.
Republicans charged Mayorkas with failing to enact laws that they say would curb the influx of migrants at the southern border. But Democrats say Mayorkas committed no impeachable offenses. House Speaker Mike Johnson today releasing details of his three separate bills to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Far-right Republicans have threatened to oust him over the move, but the Speaker remains defiant.
It is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
And in Arizona, the legislature failed to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. Representative Oscar de los Santos says that the majority of Arizonans don't want the law on the books.
We are the representatives of the people, and the people want this repealed.
Republicans blocked the repeal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Let me say this carefully. More dam problems. Federal officials say plumbing problems at the Glen Canyon Dam could create water delivery issues across the Southwest. Officials say Lake Powell's low water levels can damage the four tubes that shoot water out of the lake and into the Colorado River. Earlier this week, an evacuation notice was lifted at Panguitch after engineers were successful in reducing the danger of a dam near them breaking. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Let's listen to Ricky Meese.
For those who are traveling northbound I-15, we've had an accident at 33rd South. It has been moved to the shoulder. But we're not sure what's causing these delays on the South Belt. This is westbound from Knutson's Corner over to about 1300 East. Also, still seeing some leftover delays. This is due to an accident eastbound I-80 prior to the Wyoming state line at Wasatch. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 505. 2 short years after it was almost turned into a sand pit, the Great Salt Lake might be all the way back to healthy by the end of the spring runoff. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the details.
This year could end up being the first time in more than a decade that the Great Salt Lake has even reached the lower end of its healthy range.
I'm really optimistic about the future. I'm really optimistic about where the lake is today.
Utah Department of Natural Resources Executive Director Joel Ferry tells me, though, that doesn't mean we're necessarily in the clear. The lake drops usually a couple of feet every summer from evaporation, plus we ideally need more water to cover up more of the exposed lake bed.
Ferry is calling on Utahns to continue conserving water. It's part of the reason the lake is rising. A new ebook available today details the encounters of Joseph Smith with the legal system. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it's part of the Joseph Smith Papers Project. Legal Records Case Introductions is available from Amazon and Deseret Book. April is when the housing market starts to really heat up in northern Utah. Stern Team agent Russell Fawcett says one of the biggest tips for first-time buyers is to understand earnest money.
Earnest money is a dollar amount that you essentially put down that is considerations. And that's what one of the items that makes it a binding contract.
Fawcett tells David Dujanovic the more money you put down, the stronger your offer, especially in this super competitive market. So how much does it cost for a 900-foot extension of a Trax line? Well, in this case, 900 feet will cost the state $12 million.
The S-Line streetcar line is growing. The 10-year-old line that connects Sugar House with the main tracks line at 2100 South will soon be extended east to Highland Drive. That will add one more stop to the line. Marcus Bennett, UTA project manager, says the extension will accommodate people who are moving into the many new apartments in the area below Sugar House Park.
And people are excited to live in this area and use the S-Line.
Ridership is currently estimated at about 1,000 riders per day, which compares well with ridership on the main tracks lines. Construction will start later this summer and wrap up by early 2026. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Anaheim City Council has approved an expansion of Disneyland. The Imagineers have the go-ahead to spend nearly $2 billion building a Frozen theme park and a critter-filled metropolis from Zootopia. In return for the approval, Disney will spend tens of millions on street improvements and affordable housing. What Disney fans get is a more immersive experience and the biggest Disneyland expansion in decades. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
A really slow ride westbound I-215 South Belt from Knutson's Corner to about 9th East. Delays southbound I-15. Stop and go at times. From Murray at 4500 South to Bluffdale, northbound I-15. Slow from 4500 South to downtown, and the 201 scene delays linger westbound from I-15 to Bangor. Mark?
Delays are tightening through American Fork, Pleasant Grove, Linden on north and southbound I-15 are the usual spots in Utah County. Red Road's kind of in a drag, struggling. Bluffdale down towards Camp Williams, 2100 North. Bangor Highway's particularly rough through West Valley, again down through Riverton as you head on back towards the freeway, I-15. And then it looks still very heavy on SR-36 to Willa, Lake Point to Stansbury Park. Steve?
Yeah, we still have a crash in West Jordan right now. This is on 6200 South at 3500 West. Northbound 15 delays continue from downtown up to about 6 North, and it clears out into Davis County. Then more delays, Sunset up to Roy. Got delays on northbound 215's West Side Belt from I-80 up to North Temple. Northbound Legacy now a bit thick through Bountiful, and those typical southbound foothill delays from the U out to 17 South. Boxfeller County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Boxfeller County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL hourly forecast at 5 p.m., mostly sunny skies, around 57 degrees. At 7 p.m., mostly sunny, 55 degrees. By 9 p.m., clear skies, right around 50 degrees. And as we head through the overnight hours, lows around 37. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
We're 57 degrees warmer in Provo at 62. Sun's up till 8:10 tonight. It rises again 6:43 tomorrow morning. KSL News Time 5:12, apparently. It's pretty easy being green after all. Maria Chaleos is here to explain.
Jeff, that's the takeaway from this week's physical exam of Myrtle, an ancient green sea turtle at the New England Aquarium in Boston. Myrtle has delighted aquarium visitors for more than 50 years. Now, she's thought to be 95 years old, but this 500-pound turtle is in robust condition despite her advanced age. The vets say there's every reason to believe that Myrtle will stick around for years to come. But the big story here is how they give this massive turtle a physical exam. At first, a team of divers shepherds Myrtle into an underwater crate, which is then lifted from the water by a winch. It looks a lot like, a piano being hoisted outside of a building. And it takes a team of veterinarians and vets to draw blood from Myrtle, check her flippers for a range of motion, make sure her eyes, mouth, and nose are all in working order. The aquarium staff also has to be there to assure the curious children, this is done during open hours, that the turtle's not in any danger and the vets are safe from her big, powerful jaws. Myrtle is so popular, some 50 million people have visited her over the past 50 years.
I had no idea there was such thing as a 500-pound turtle. Frog. What does it eat? People?
So she's a sea turtle, and she eats vegetables. She was back in her aquarium after an hour just munching away.
How big is this thing? It's got to be gigantic.
500 pounds. They had to have a winch to lift her out in an underwater sea crate.
Maybe it
huge.
Like has a pot belly. 500 pounds. KSL News Time 5. Well, the belly would be on the ground. That has to be flat,
right? Yeah, I
was
trying to imagine that. Mm-hmm.
No, it just doesn't work. KSL News Time 5:14. Ogden is being recognized for having the third best Main Street in the country. After votes from people around the country, the historic 25th Street took the bronze in USA Today's Best Reader's Choice Travel Awards for the year. The city says this honor helps Ogden build its reputation as a top destination for both visitors and locals looking for the best in Utah. Trending on social media, anybody missing a toupee? Uber just released its annual Lost and Found Index with an interesting inventory. You have your expected items, headphones, luggage, cell phones, jewelry, and then you have some more unique items, among them two containers with spiders inside, a jar of oysters, a ceramic cat, a tub of surgical implants, and a WWE championship belt. Who'd leave that behind? And one forgetful rider even lost their live turtle. I imagine it was not 500 pounds. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
in the coming months, there's a chance we could call the Great Salt Lake healthy again for the first time in over a decade. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Delays on I-215. If you're westbound on the South Belt, it's bogged down from Knutson's Corner over to 13th East, and heavy and slow southbound on the West Belt from I-80 into Taylorsville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little colder today behind the cold front and lows tonight in the middle and upper 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
58 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. This update on the separate bills, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will offer for votes starting tomorrow, separating Ukraine and Israeli aid and other issues. That move is getting President Biden's support. So far, House Democrats are not supporting the move away from the lumped-together aid passed by the Senate. But House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Democrats plan to go over the bills together tomorrow.
We're committed to standing with our Democratic allies and doing what's necessary to support America's national security interests.
The Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
The Senate has dismissed both impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the Democratic majority passing measures declaring them unconstitutional, so no trial. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If Republicans, instead of spending so much time and energy on this meritless impeachment, worked with Democrats on border reform, we might have actually gotten something done.
In an important election battleground state.
Speaking to an audience of steelworkers, President Biden reiterated his opposition to a Japanese company purchasing U.S. steel.
It should remain a totally American company. Yeah! American-owned, American-operated by American Union steelworkers, the best in the world.
The president said he's asking his trade representative to consider tripling tariffs on Chinese steel.
The bottom line is I want fair competition with China, not conflict.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
President speaking on a trip to Pittsburgh. A senior U.S. official says it's unlikely Israel will go ahead with a retaliatory attack on Iran until after Passover, which begins Monday. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. I love this story. Once a year, the Beehive family comes back. The Beehive family was created by the Utah Taxpayers Association, and their president is in the studio with me. He's also the newest addition to the KSL at Night team, Rusty Cannon. Rusty, welcome to KSL.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Great to be here.
So every year we get to talk about the Beehive family, the typical or average Utah family, and how much they're paying in taxes.
Yes, we bring this report out every April. This is the third year we've done it, and it does two things. It tries to illustrate what they're paying and the different categories of what they're paying, but also what changes are made. So when changes are made at the legislative level statewide, we can say, hey, what does this do to the Beehive family? So it's got those two missions, a dual mission.
Okay, so reintroduce us to the family, please.
Yes, Bob and Brooke Beehive. We tried to be good with the name. They're related to Utah. And it goes through and talks about, and this can be found on our website at utahtaxpayers.org, where all the different taxes that they pay throughout the year. And it's pretty surprising for everybody to look at. The main surprise that most people find is that the vast majority of the over 54% of the taxes your typical family pays is in one category, and that is your federal Social Security and Medicare payroll tax. That's over 54% of the typical family's tax burden every single year.
And when we talk about this typical Beehive family, how many kids do they have?
They have three kids now. We tried adding a kid this year to take advantage of a new law that was passed that gives you a double exemption on your income tax for newborns. We wanted to illustrate that. So two parents, three kids. And the largest state burdens that they face, property tax is the highest, their state income tax is next, and then state sales tax. And that's after the other taxes that I talked about. So there's plenty going on. They pay over 28% of their income in taxes every year.
Okay, so first of all, congratulations on the new child. I'm just wondering if its name is Brooklyn with a Y, perhaps?
We haven't named the kid yet, but we need to do that. You bring up a good point. That'll be our next task.
All right, so 28% of your income at the end, after property taxes, after everything. That's what the typical Utah family is sending off to Washington and to the state capitol. How does that compare with other states?
Well, we have a typically lower tax burden overall than other states, but we're kind of middle of the road. Most people think we're fairly competitive. We're really middle of the road. And we also introduced a new page this year that shows where those taxes go on the state level. Over 60% of their taxes all go to education.
Mm. Thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet.
Welcome to the family. Are you on KSL at night this evening?
Yes, we are.
You're going to be talking about this?
We are.
All right. The deeper
yes.
dive is on the way
dive.
After 7 o'clock. Thanks so much, Rusty Cannon from the Utah Taxpayers Association. 520 at KSL. Now, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We're brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Mees.
Slow and go speeds westbound on I-215 South Belt from Knutson's Corner. Now almost over to State Street. Delays southbound I-15, 3900 South to Bluffdale. Northbound I-15, slow from the south interchange to the 6 South exit. And the 201 scene delays westbound off and on between I-15 and Magna. Mark?
Short on accidents, long on delays this afternoon on I-15. Really, both sides of the freeway jammed up Lehigh Main Street down to Orem and back up again. Orem to American Fork. All right, Redwood Road still very heavy. Bluffdale down to Camp Williams. Bangor's been particularly rough through Riverton, 134th South Cone Zone. Mountain View heaviest heading into West Valley, and that's our 36. Lake Point to Stansbury Park. The struggle continues. Steve.
And northbound 15, just a bit busy from downtown in spots up to North Salt Lake. Also in Davis County, you have slowdowns from Sunset up to Roy. Northbound 215's West Side Belt route a bit thick as well from I-80 up to North Temple. Northbound Legacy slow through Bountiful, and now northbound Highway 89 filling in at SR 193. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Let him help you out. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7A forecast shows lots of sunshine as we head through your Thursday, but a chilly start at 37 degrees, highs near 60 in the afternoon. We warm things up Friday, partly sunny, mid-60s. And then this weekend, we're going for the low 70s. Saturday and Sunday, highs back to the mid-70s with lots of sunshine. Going into next week, we'll keep it dry with passing clouds and highs warming up, mid-70s Monday and going towards 80 on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 58 degrees in Salt Lake City. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We're going to check the markets in just a moment. Stay with us at KSL 522 Wednesday afternoon.